Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A staggering 26% of all global tuberculosis cases are found in India, making it the country with the world's highest tuberculosis burden. First, what makes this significant is that India reported an estimated 27 lakh new TB cases annually and approximately 3.2 lakh TB-related deaths, according to the WHO Global TB Report 2024. Building on this, the President of India, on World Tuberculosis Day, highlighted India's 21% reduction in TB incidence under the TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan and launched a 100-day intensified campaign combining AI-powered diagnostics with community participation, or Jan Bhagidari. Crucially, India's TB elimination target is 2025, 5 years ahead of the UN's Sustainable Development Goal target of 2030. While the 2025 target may not be fully met, the intensified campaign demonstrates continued political commitment. It is worth pausing here to note that the TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan was launched in 2018 by President Ram Nath Kovind, with an annual budget of approximately 4,500 crore rupees. Now, let us delve into the details of the 100-day intensified campaign. The campaign focuses on three pillars: technology-driven diagnosis, Jan Bhagidari, or people's participation, and nutritional and financial support. Firstly, technology-driven diagnosis includes the deployment of over 3,000 AI-powered portable X-ray units in remote and tribal areas, molecular testing through TrueNAT and Banat machines for rapid drug susceptibility testing, and the Nikshay platform, which is the National TB Information System for case tracking and notification. What makes this significant is that these technologies can greatly enhance the speed and accuracy of diagnosis, allowing for more effective treatment. And here is something that surprises many students: the Nikshay platform is a crucial component of India's TB elimination strategy, enabling real-time monitoring and tracking of TB cases. Moving on to Jan Bhagidari, or people's participation, this pillar involves the community in the fight against TB. Nikshay Mitras, or community volunteers, adopt TB patients for emotional and nutritional support, while Gram Panchayats conduct house-to-house surveys to identify TB cases. Additionally, private sector partnership is crucial, with mandatory notification of TB cases by private practitioners since 2012. It is worth noting that the private sector plays a significant role in India's healthcare landscape, and their participation in the fight against TB is vital. Now, let us examine the third pillar, nutritional and financial support. The Nikshay Poshan Yojana provides 500 rupees per month as direct benefit transfer to every notified TB patient, while Nikshay Vahans, or mobile diagnostic vans, reach underserved populations. Furthermore, TB patients are eligible for treatment under the Ayushman Bharat scheme, also known as PMJ. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the fact that TB patients often require prolonged treatment, and nutritional support is essential for their recovery. Remember this number, 500 rupees per month, which is the amount provided under the Nikshay Poshan Yojana. Note this carefully: the Nikshay Poshan Yojana is a crucial component of India's TB elimination strategy, addressing the nutritional needs of TB patients. Now, let us turn to the issue of drug-resistant TB. India has approximately 1.19 lakh MDR-TB cases annually, among the highest globally. The BPAL regimen, which includes bedaquiline, pritimanid, and linezolid, has shown promise for XDR-TB treatment. What does this mean for India's strategic position in the fight against TB? The answer lies in the fact that India is taking proactive steps to address the challenge of drug-resistant TB. And here is something that surprises many students: the revelation that 50% of TB patients are asymptomatic is significant. These individuals do not cough or show classic symptoms but still spread the bacterium, Mycobacterium tuberculosis, through droplets. This underscores the importance of active case finding rather than passive reporting, AI-powered chest X-ray screening in high-burden districts, and contact tracing of known TB patients' family members and co-workers. So what exactly changed? The approach to TB diagnosis and treatment has shifted, with a greater emphasis on community participation, technology-driven diagnosis, and nutritional support. Now, let us look at the global context. The NTB strategy, launched by the WHO in 2015, aims for a 90% reduction in TB deaths and an 80% reduction in incidence by 2030 compared to 2015 levels. But what are the challenges ahead? Structural challenges, such as urban overcrowding, migrant workers, malnutrition, and co-infections, pose significant obstacles. Health system gaps, including private sector fragmentation, diagnostic delays, and treatment adherence, also need to be addressed. What does this mean for India's healthcare system? The answer lies in the fact that India needs to strengthen its healthcare infrastructure to effectively combat TB. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The World Tuberculosis Day is observed on 24th March, which commemorates Robert Koch's announcement of discovering Mycobacterium tuberculosis on 24th March 1882. Robert Koch received the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine in 1905. The TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan was launched in 2018 by President Ram Nath Kovind, with an annual budget of approximately 4,500 crore rupees. The Nikshay portal is a crucial component of India's TB elimination strategy, and its website is nikshay.gov.in. The BCG vaccine, which is Bacillus Carmignurin, was developed in 1921 and is given at birth in India. The first-line drugs for TB treatment are rifampicin, isoniazid, pyrazinamide, and ethambutol, which are also known as RIPE. The BPAL regimen, which includes bedaquiline, pritamanid, and linezolid, is used for XDR-TB treatment. The M72-S01E is a promising TB vaccine candidate in Phase 3 trials. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, the 100-day intensified campaign, and the Nikshay ecosystem are all relevant topics for the UPSC exam. Remember this, the Nikshay Poshan Yojana, the Nikshay Mitras, and the Nikshay Vehans are all crucial components of India's TB elimination strategy. Note this carefully. The BPAL regimen and the M72-S01E vaccine candidate are important for prelims and mains. In conclusion, the fight against TB is a complex and challenging one, requiring a multifaceted approach that involves community participation, technology-driven diagnosis, and nutritional support. As India strives to eliminate TB by 2025, it is essential to address the structural challenges and health system gaps that pose significant obstacles to this goal. The significance of this topic lies in its connection to India's development and public health landscape, making it a crucial area of focus for the UPSC exam.